Good morning, Robin. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I'm so excited we get to have an amazing conversation today.
Yes, we do.
It's so exciting. Robin, I sure appreciate everything that you bring into this world. It's so fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we
Likewise,
get.
I can't imagine. I mean, I've gotten so much accomplished through our connection.
Well, I'm happy. I'm so proud of you. Like, the thing that's so cool is you have this amazing drive inside of yourself to just keep going and achieving, and it's so cool to watch. I love it. I love it. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of community and connections, just like you were talking before. And it's so neat that you and I had the opportunity to meet at an event and connect.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but wow, that has been such a huge blessing in my life is to connect with you.
Yeah, I am just so glad that you reached out to me. I mean, it made all the difference. You just reached out and said, I'd like to connect with you. And there began our friendship, which has gone on for years now. And this year we have developed new ways of sharing our connection. So it's been really a profound difference in my life.
Mine too.
Stop this year so we can see one another better and others can see us.
How in your life, what are some other ways that you have been able to build a connection with people in your community?
Definitely through my church and the choirs that I'm in. I'm in two choirs within the church. Our regular church choir for our 9 o'clock service. And then we have an 11 o'clock praise service. And I didn't think I would want to be at church that long and, be doing two services, but I absolutely love it. It's been great. And then I joined the Swingin' Seniors chorus, and we go around to nursing homes. And so, while some of the people, in the church choir are also in the praise band, for the most part, it's a little different group of people, and it's given me some chances to know people.
That's so fun. As I've gone throughout my life, I think the reason I seek out different people is there's just something so fun and unique that people bring. So in my circle, I don't know, it's fascinating. So the way that I think about it, I'm like, wow, look at that individual. They have something really fun and unique about them. What is their story? And how can I get to know them better so that I can understand what it is that makes them so awesome?
I love
And
that.
so
So, I was thinking about this. There was this man who hated going to parties and gatherings and just felt very uncomfortable. And in the strengths assessment that he got, he found that he had input, I believe, was number one for him. And so what he learned from that was that if he went to a party or gathering, thinking of it as I can learn something new from each person, then that made it very comfortable for him. But to just, envision himself trading small talk just didn't do anything for him. But he learned to go around and kind of learn something new about each individual. And I had a client who used to say to me, what's new and different or exciting in your life?
yes, that's a great question.
Yeah,
That's
because
so great.
it gave me all good positives to bring out,
I sit there and I think about, just like this individual, he looked at his strengths and he found ways to like learn from other people. What if there wasn't a connection? What if you didn't have a group of people and you wanted to start a business, where are some places you might look to increase your circle
So
so
we
you could
were
have new
just,
people in your life?
yeah, so we were just talking about Alignable, and I just went to a gathering that they had, and it was great. I met like 30 people, and we just, all we did was give a little 30 second speech about our business. It was very busy, and we were having breakfast too, so they had to keep stopping for the meal deliveries, but it was very informal, really, and you just, talked briefly about your business, what you do, what your name was, passed your cards around, and then we broke into four groups. They just divided the tables, and then we talked on a topic. We spoke on a topic with each other. Now, our topic was being ghosted. And when someone has someone who has shown interest and has said yes, they're definitely interested. In fact, one man had someone who was like a $40 million contract, and then he got ghosted. That's a big deal. And was asking, how do you deal with that? What can you do? How long should you continue to reach out, and that kind of thing. There were some very good answers on that. And you mentioned maybe you can share
I
your
did.
experience of online
Yeah,
with
so I
Alignable.
have appreciated the networking that occurs with Alignable. I didn't really know about it. I had some people from a class that I attended. They told me about Alignable, so I jumped on. It's a huge networking opportunity. And when you jump on to some of these online options, you can jump on, and what happens is you are all together at the beginning and they're like, okay, we're going to break up. Not break out, but go into breakout rooms. And so then all of a sudden you are partnered with somebody you don't know, and you both talk for like 6 minutes about your business, or they give you a specific topic, but a lot of times you don't even talk about that topic because you're so excited to get to know this other person. And it allows you to gain so many incredible skills, to kind of talk about what you're doing, and also to talk to somebody that you've never met before.
Right.
And you get to learn so many awesome things about these other people from all over the place. So I loved my connection with these individuals.
For me, it ended up being an hour and 15-minute drive to get where I went. But a lot of the work that I do is online. So it was still well worth it. And I wanted to tell you that. It was the Rotary Club that initiated this, and they connected with Alignable. And when they asked how many of you came here through the Alignable ad, and most of us raised our hands.
That's
They said
so
usually they
awesome.
have 8 to 10 people, and they had 30 to 32 people there.
Yeah. And that's quite a few
Yes,
people.
yeah.
And I know that on Alignable, there's a way for you to connect with people in your community. You can go to certain classes and join up. And it's the same thing with your situation, Robin. In every state, they have those for people to meet in person, but then there's also that online option, which is
And we
so
may be
awesome.
able to invite them to our classes as well.
Oh, very true. Absolutely. If we put it on there, I'm sure they could.
So
Somehow.
one of the things we tend to do is use our oils for
Sometimes,
whatever
yes.
topic we're doing, and today I have a few of them lined up. I have yoga, which is good for if you're feeling disconnected. And I remember telling people at one point, I feel so disconnected. And they said, you're the most connected person I know. But what they didn't realize is that after my yoga classes, people gathered around me, we talked and all that, but then everybody left and I was there for several hours on my own. So anyway, if you're feeling disconnected, this is yoga which is HYGGE. I checked the pronunciation. So that is for feeling disconnected.
You know, and I know there's a lot of people that know that word as a place of like creating an environment of peace and connection. And I've got a lot of friends that that's what they're constantly seeking to create within their home environment. And so having some of that and having it diffused throughout your home, it smells so wonderful.
Then I have lavender, which is the oil of communication. So I thought that that would be a good one to add to this. I just, this morning I was, I don't know, I just felt like blending.
And you know, Robin, that's also a really good one. If you are feeling really uptight about meeting new people, you know, that one also helps to keep you calm, and it just allows your communication to flow with somebody else a little bit better.
It can support your blood regulation. And then I have some citrus bloom here, which we have on special this month, and that's for new beginnings.
Oh, and aren't we all about new beginnings?
Yeah, it
Everything
says,
we do is all about new.
right. I mean, why repeat the same old, same old, same old rut, you know? So, citrus bloom is the blend of new beginnings. In each individual's life, there is a time when the previous chapter comes to a close and a new one is about to begin. This blend is an ally during the metamorphosis and transition phase, where what is about to emerge still remains unseen. This combination of essential oils is wonderful for clearing stagnant energies, which are keeping individuals immobilized. It also encourages them to accept where they have come from and see the necessity of their previous experiences. It reminds us that while one can always learn from past mistakes, an abundance of compassion is essential while processing regret.
Yes. And you know, Robin, as you read that, as you read through that, you know, as we have different people that come in and out of our lives and we make connections with people, everybody has something that they're working on or going through. And we all have experiences to help us to connect in some way or another. Whether it's with those, just like you said at the beginning, those that we go to church. Those that we connect with in our community. Like, I love people. So I love connecting. There's an organization that it's called Daughters of Utah Pioneers, and it's all over the US. And it's a organization that you can meet all these amazing women who have connections. And I love it. And I have that, and I have a worldwide women's group that I associate with. And when I go places, I love looking at people and I am so nervous. Like, I am afraid. A lot of people wouldn't know this, but I'm fairly introverted. And I would rather just kind of sit back and watch. And I'm like, no, because it's fun to get to know other people. So then I try not to stay in my comfort zone of, oh, it's comfortable just not talking to anybody, because then you miss an opportunity to understand or learn something new from somebody right in front of you. They're a beautiful mirror of what you can see or what you can learn about yourself. And so when you go somewhere new, seeking out ways to connect, like, hey, you know, and talking to them about their children or looking for some way to connect, you know, whether it's something on their water bottle. Oh, can you tell me? Do you like to travel? You know, and you just seek for those little cues to open up a question to connect with somebody differently.
Yeah, questions that actually initiate more of a response, you know, instead of just, hi, how are you? You know,
Correct.
do you live around here? You know, but things that, you know, will give a little bit more meat to them that people can connect with.
Yes.
And it just, you know, some people are very talented at it, but you can also, I love Chat GPT. You can look up conversation starters that work, you know.
Yeah, and it's practice too. Like it doesn't mean that it has to become like your natural talent like right off, but as you practice, it changes and you're able to connect with people differently.
And when you use your strengths, you know, to move from, like, you don't have to have communication high. Like,
No.
this man who had input was his number one. And he didn't have to be a great talker. He could just listen for that unique thing that he could learn from that person. Like,
Absolutely.
I remember a phone conversation I had. I never met this person, but I swear, five times in that conversation, he said, "You just do the next right thing." And I
Yeah.
remember that to this day, and that was years ago. You know, so sometimes, like they say, someone comes into your life for a season or maybe for a reason, you know. So maybe that was what I was supposed to hear from that person at that time. And I did, I heard it, you know. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, Robin, I was just thinking, you know, we have these people, we have times, we have seasons, we have things that are so maybe more easy for some to connect with others. I also stop and I think about people and their different personalities. You know, yes, using your strengths to communicate. There's also people that it is like painful to connect with other people, but yet they want it. They want to be connected to other people, but it's super painful. What
So,
are some advice or what kind of things could help them?
yeah, so like I say, I find my oils helpful, even though I'm a bit more of an extrovert. My father used to introduce me to people, and even as a kid, I would converse easily with people, and he would say, "She's shy, like a vulture."
You're
So,
like, no, I'm not.
you know, and actually, like you say, you are kind of introverted. I still have times when I am introverted, when I'm not feeling top-notch or whatever, you know, or can't think what to say and that kind of thing. But I do find that the oils kind of hold me steady, kind of help me to ease through things, and so that's one tool. And another would be the strengths. If you don't have your strengths, we can send you a discounted link, and we can help you with that to understand, you know, how you can use your strengths to, whether it's converse or communicate, or whether it's something completely different, whether it's to focus, whether it's to learn. But you can learn using your best strengths. You don't have to have any of them in order to get the benefit that you want from that other strength. But we're often using the wrong strength. We're using something that really isn't a strength for us, and therefore we end up in a struggle.
Or we use our
Alone.
lowest strengths.
Yeah,
Are things that
exactly.
we compare. Sometimes I think what happens too is people are looking at somebody else and they see their strengths, and we think that should be our strength, and it's actually the lowest strength we have. So it's actually more on the weak side. We're trying to use that to make everything happen, when if we just use our own strengths, things happen in a very beautiful way.
It feels so much more natural.
Yes, correct.
Doesn't feel put on. It doesn't feel like, oh, I've got to do this. It inspires you to do whatever it is that you want to do to achieve your goals, to improve your life, you know, whatever you're trying to do. It's like, I love what Eddie always says is that when you're using your bottom strengths or someone else's strength, it's like trying to hammer a nail with a ham sandwich. And when you get that hammer in your hand that, hey, the right tool for the right time, and you're able to say, hey, this really works. It's so
Yeah.
helpful to have those tools.
You know, Robin, I think as you were speaking, I think over my lifetime, the greatest relationship that I've sought to build is the relationship that I have with who I am. You know, for so long, I didn't like being in my skin. I didn't like who I was. I thought, man, I got the raw end of the stick. And I've come to realize that I didn't get the raw end of the stick. And learning how to build that relationship and community inside of my own skin and being able to look in the mirror and appreciate what I see. You know, and that's taken a lot of years to work on, but that's a community and that's still building a connection with you as a person. And you show up differently to those around you as you're able to strive to feel comfortable in your skin, not feeling like you've got to go out and have a surgery or something to make you feel better about who you are. There's something beautiful about that.
Yes, that you don't have to change. I mean, like people have been telling me, wow, you've changed, but it's not like a forced change. It was something that I embraced about myself. When I found out what my top strengths were, I was like, yes, that's me. That's what I love to do. And using that more, it just makes me excited about life, about what I'm doing, what I'm experiencing. It's made a huge difference for me.
Yeah, I know that a lot of business, like different organizations, they all use, well, not all, but most use the strength finders. My friend, she works for a bank, and she was telling me about strength finders. So I'm like, what is that? You know, and so I took it, and it's become more so available or hear about it more now than I ever had
Mainstream.
before. And so just being able to utilize and use those in our lives is huge.
And for us as life coaches, it helps us in helping all of you,
Oh, true.
just because we get a better understanding, we can guide you better, and it's just a tremendous tool. Overall, understanding relationships, so it gives me a better understanding of my husband, of anyone I partner up with. Sometimes, to be honest with you, Mandy, sometimes I'll maybe be on a Zoom with someone else or working on something, and I'll say, I wonder what strength. What is that a strength that's in Mandy's top 5 or 10, and I'll look it up and say, okay, now I understand a little more here. It's just that hearing different things you think about someone, and then you can actually understand that person better and how to work best with them, how to encourage them the best. It's just a fabulous tool.
Now we have that tool. We know about that tool. Now, what if other people are wanting to have better connections and they don't know they don't have that tool in their lives? What other things can they use?
Well, one of the things I wanted to explain about it is that this is not something that pigeonholes you. This is not something that says this is the way you are and this is the only way you can be. It's not that at all. It really, for everyone that I have gone over their strengths with them, when they got a better understanding and I asked them, how does that make you feel? They say, it makes me feel free. Very freeing and supportive, because it is who you are. And nobody says, boy, that doesn't sound like me at all. Nobody. I have not had a single person say, no, I'm not that. You know, and if they, if there's any one of their top strengths that they're questioning, it's generally one that I can see how they do live that out, but they just haven't thought about it in the way that maybe others see it, you know, or that they're actually using it.
Yeah, there's different times in college. I had a lot of different leadership classes that I attended because of different positions that I was helping out in. And we had code, like we would do the color code. We'd pull it out. It was like you would find if you were white, red, yellow, blue, I think it was. I've done other assessments. I feel like the one that has been the most true to me is the Strength Finders. And when I took that, I thought, whoa, that is me.
The
And
strengths informs
so
everything I
cool.
do. It just supports and informs everything I do. And if I want to know how to do something better, which I'm a maximizer too, that's one of my strengths, then I look at my strengths and I say, oh, how can I do this? And if I'm not sure, then I'll ask my life coach.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I think I suggest if some people, if they want to take the Strength Finders, wonderful. If they would like other guidance, you and I can help provide that for them. There's also, journaling and gaining information and finding other people, going places that you've never been before and talking to people. One thing that I would suggest if you want to build a communication or a connection with other people is to find, just start practicing and looking around. So let's say you look around and you're like, oh, I see a cup. How could I talk to somebody, ask a question about a cup? Maybe on their cup, you see a sticker of something. Oh, hey, what is it about that sticker that you love? Or, oh, I see your sticker. Do you have Can you tell me about that? Just
I
finding
love
someone
that
that,
saying on your mug. You know, I really
what
relate to
does it mean
that.
to you?
Yeah.
And so just trying to find, looking around a person and finding a way to connect with them in a different way. I've got a lot of people that I connect with that are way, way different than I am. And I love it because then it feels like, wow, they're dynamic and they've got some really cool skills and things for me to learn from that are way different than what I know.
Right. I consider myself very diversified, so I really enjoy a diversified group of friends and people to communicate with.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and the oils help to, you know, guide us and help us to know who we are too. You've mentioned muscle testing,
I do.
and so learning what's right for you through the muscle testing can be very good.
I connect. I do muscle testing, but I also do prayer and writing. There's a process that I go through just to like check in and see where I'm at, and see how I can better connect with myself
And
and making sure I'm grounded and with those around me.
another way to connect with people is just looking for the things that you like to do. And, you know, not forcing yourself to do something like if you hate bowling, don't go bowling. but if you love it, then by all means, look for, you know, a
Other
group that's
people.
going bowling.
Absolutely.
look for people who you connect with their interests or maybe they have interests that you'd like to explore.
Absolutely.
Just
That's a great
being
way.
open to different experiences.
Yeah. That
Reading
makes so fun.
self-help books is also another great thing. And I have a lot of my tools in my new book that will be coming out.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing. You know, and I know that there's a lot of different things out there. I just finished that class, Captain Your Story. That was the title of the book. And that, I think, I've studied a lot of things throughout my life, and I feel like it put all the things that I've learned in one location. And I was like, wow, that is awesome. So, super cool. Super, super cool.
And I love, you've mentioned sharing your stories and helping others to share their stories. And that's what one of the things that Mandy does is she helps people to write their stories.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, not in a long form, just short. And it's just enough that we start to see, I don't know, who we are in a short segment, and it's powerful.
So I'm going to bring up a slide with our contact information, and if you have any desire to connect with us, well, please do. So here's our contact information. You can contact either one of us. And the QR code is for my website. So you can reach out to us there as well. And check out all the many things that I have going on there. We have an upcoming essential oils for your life class, and we have creative organization classes.
And it's so much fun.
Yes, and we get stuff done.
We do, it's
And
the best.
by being on the calls with other people, it really helps because you feel kind of accountable. It's like you don't just go, I think I'll do something else.
Yeah,
You're
so true.
more, you're going to come back and have a little check-in. So you want to, accomplish a little something, and we become progress junkies where, we take satisfaction in what we have completed. Instead of beating ourselves up for, oh, I didn't get anything done, So it's really helpful. So
Sure.
thank you all for joining us.
We
And
love you all.
this has been so much fun sharing our conversations with you because we love having our little conversations.
Oh, Robin, thank you so much.
And we hope that you'll join the conversation by adding your comments and all on these.
Yes.
So,
Yeah, and share with
love to
us
hear
like
from you.
what. You know, share with us in the comments of how you like to connect with people. Like, what are some things that have worked for you to connect with people in your life, in your business? Like, whatever it is, share with us. We're happy to learn from you
Or
too.
what new idea you got from us today that you're gonna try
Yeah.
that
So
struck
many
a
fun
chord
things.
with you.
Absolutely.
So thank you all for coming, and we love you. Bye bye.
Yes, we do. Thank you. Bye.